With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump returning in just a short time now to Butler, Pennsylvania for a huge campaign rally at the venue where he was shot and wounded more than 2 months ago. Israel has carried out a series of punishing airstrikes in the southern suburbs of Beirut against Hezbollah. The early morning strike coming one day after another attack cut off a main highway linking Lebanon with Syria. BBC correspondent Nick Beek.
The most notable development overnight has been that the fighting has continued in southern Lebanon. Adaisa, this particular village, is said to be at the heart of some quite fierce fighting overnight. Hezbollah are saying on their social media this morning that they engaged, as they put it, some Israeli fighters, that there was a big explosion, that they injured Israeli troops and forced them to retreat. So that's the claim from Hezbollah. We've put that to the Israeli Defense Forces this morning, asking for any clarification. There hasn't been any information given at the moment.
Also at SRNnews.com, the sun apparently acting up again.
Solar storms may cause faint auroras across fringes of the northern United States this weekend. Forecasters are also monitoring for possible disruptions to power and communications. The sun's magnetic field is currently at the peak of its 11-year cycle, making solar storms and northern lights more frequent. The sun shot out two strong flares earlier this week, including one Thursday that was the biggest since 2017. Faint auroras may be visible as far south as South Dakota, Iowa, and New York, but the storms could still intensify or weaken over the weekend. Keith Peters reporting.
The numbers are staggering coming out of the East Coast. Officials now say the hurricane has killed at least 200 people. This is SRN News. A lot of Catholics in America apparently don't seem to believe the tenets of their faith.
The Pew Research Center has been polling members of the Catholic Church, and it finds that 83% of them think the church is wrong to prohibit birth control. 64% say they would have no problem with female priests, and more than half think the church should allow gay marriage. Strong majorities of Catholics say they like Pope Francis, although his popularity is declining. Most of them say the pontiff is trying to bring change to the church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in the House urging the IRS to reject tax-exempt status for Christian ministries unless they can specifically be defined as a church. Liberals expressing outrage recently when the Family Research Council was granted the right to be treated as an association of churches. However, Congress also passed laws granting churches and conventions of churches special protections. This is SRN News. Settlement checks related to Norfolk Southern's disastrous 2023 derailment might be delayed.
The checks could be pushed back up to 2 years now because an appeal of a federal judge's decision to approve the $600 million deal has been filed. Many residents of East Palestine, Ohio, expressed outrage online about the appeal because it will delay the payments they had been counting on to help them recover from the toxic train crash that disrupted their lives when it spewed hazardous chemicals into their community. Some had planned to use the money to relocate. John Scott reporting.
Dentists say unlicensed practitioners who offer cheap dental veneers are putting patients at risk. Dental veneers are customized teeth coverings that can restore a photogenic smile without much extensive work, but the pros say it's misleading, not to mention illegal. More details at SRNnews.com.